This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota discuss about Parliament meeting and bills in the House. Melamchi project starts water distribution to homes in Kathmandu. Holi festival being celebrated in Tarai districts today. At least two persons die in Holi festival clash in bordering area of Baglung and Bhutan districts and killing of more than 100 anti-coup protesters in Myanmar draws global outrage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota have held a meeting at Balwatar. After the meeting yesterday, Speaker Sapkota's press coordinator Sridhar Nupane said the Prime Minister and the House Speaker held talks regarding the House meeting and the bills in the House. This is the first time the Prime Minister and the House Speaker have met after the restoration of the House following the Supreme Court verdict. More than 2,000 drivers and motorcyclists have faced action for violating traffic rules in Kathmandu Valley on Sunday. In view of Holi festival that was celebrated on Sunday in the hilly areas, the Metropolitan Traffic Police Division tightened security at various 90 areas in the valley. The drivers and motorcyclists were penalized during the security check for violating the traffic rules. The drivers and motorcyclists were punished for overspeed, drunk and reckless driving and driving without helmets and license. The atmosphere during the Holi celebrations was less festive this time due to increasing risk of COVID-19 pandemic. This time, no such program was announced on the occasion of the Holi, the Festival of Color. Holi festival is being celebrated in Tarai districts today. Meanwhile, two youths died and some others are feared dead in a clash occurred among the youths at Darling Villas in the bordering area of Badigarh Rural Municipality in Baglung and Bhutan districts on Sunday. Krishna Bahadur Khatri, chairman of Badigarh 9, said that the gang fight happened among the youths attending the Holi festival fair in Baldethuri, Darling, Baldethuri areas lie in the bordering area of Gulmi, Baglung and Bhutan districts. Police said two deceased had been identified as Prakash Kumar, 36, and Deepak Thami, 34. Deputy Superintendent of Police Iqbal Hawari said that the bodies were recovered from 500 meters off the road in Baldethuri Cliff. Around 600 people of the three districts had gathered to observe the fair on Sunday afternoon. Locals have suspected that some youths of Nishikola Rural Municipality 7 and Badigarh 10 of Baglung are missing after the clash. The long-awaited Melamchi drinking water project has been materialized. Dry taps in the Kathmandu Valley have seen water from the Melamchi River running, relieving Kathmandu duties of hard life they had been enduring for want of drinking water. Kathmandu Pateka Khanpani Limited, KUKL, said people of areas in the valley, including Batisputali, Jai Bageshwari, Chabahil, Kutubahal, Sifal, Kalapul, Airport Height and Thanawantari, have got their taps witness running water from the project. KUKL Chief Executive Director Milan Shakya said at present 40 million liters of water had been released on a daily basis. The smog, causing poor visibility in Kathmandu Valley since Fridays to stay some more days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology informed that the air pollution caused by wildfire in most of the districts, long drought and lack of strong wind is behind the smog. According to meteorologist Bibhuti Pokhrel, the atmosphere, which is currently stable, will improve in 2 or 3 days. The department has also urged people not to go out of homes except in emergencies, citing the smog's adverse effect on health. The air quality index around the Kathmandu Valley is at 300, which is rather too high from the healthy air quality standard. Air quality index of 0 to 50 is considered as best for human health, then 5 to 100 would be the general, and the more than 100 air quality index is considered adverse to human health. Similarly, the smog in the Kathmandu Valley has also disrupted the domestic flights. Although the international flights were normal from Tribhuvan International Airport yesterday, the domestic flights had been disturbed. Civil Aviation Authority Deputy Director General Rajkumar Chetri said the flights have been carried out to Simara, Bharatpur and Janakpur, where night-time flight facilities are not available. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 89 new coronavirus infection cases and 95 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,800 infected people, more than 272,500 have recovered from the infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related deaths yesterday. Nepali Congress has condemned the Myanmar's military government's killing of the anti-coup protesters, terming the killing an inhuman act and a heinous crime. Issuing a statement yesterday, Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma urged the military government to restore the people's elected government, stop oppressive move against people, and release democratic leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and others. In a statement, Congress expressed its solidarity with the people of Myanmar, saying the Nepali Congress would stand with all democratic movement. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिने रे
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ The killing of more than 100 anti-coup protesters in Myanmar has drawn global outrage, with defense ministers of 12 nations condemning the military. The U.S. accused the security forces of reign of terror on Saturday, the deadliest day since last month's coup. Coup leader Ming Aung Hlaing and his general steal through a lavish party that night for Armed Forces Day. On Sunday, funerals were held with some reports the military had tried to intervene in the morning. More than 400 people have now been killed in the suppression of protests in Myanmar since the 1st February coup. The military seized control of the Southeast Asian country after an election which Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy (NLD) party won by a landslide. The defense chiefs of a dozen nations, including the United Kingdom, on Sunday issued a rare joint statement condemning the military's violent actions. The United States, Japan, and Australia were also among the signatories of the statement that said a professional military follows international standards for conduct and is responsible for protecting, not harming, the people it serves. Dozens of people are dead following an attack on the town of Palma in northern Mozambique. According to a spokesperson from the country's defense department, 7 were killed trying to escape a seized-on hotel. Hundreds of others, both locals and foreigners, were reportedly rescued. The area has been under attack by Islamist militants since Wednesday. Witnesses have described hiding out while waiting to be rescued by boat on a beach strewn with headless bodies. The exact number of casualties in Palma, a town of about 75,000 people in Cabo Delgado province, is unclear. Many are still unaccounted for. The armed group is reported to have taken control of Palma, but those claims are hard to verify amid a communications blackout. Now, did you know weather forecast for the country for today? Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota discuss about Parliament meeting and bills in the House. Melamchi project starts water distribution to homes in Kathmandu. Holi festival being celebrated in Tarai districts today. At least 2 persons die in Holi festival clash in bordering area Baglung and Bhutan districts. And killing of more than 100 anti-coup protesters in Myanmar draws global outrage. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.